today with hymns and songs of praise, the church announces that the season of Advent is here. Isn't it wonderful to be able to sing with our masks on? It is especially important for many of us gathered here today in the sanctuary and joining virtually, as the diocese has approved congregational singing with all of the protocols and the safety guidelines, naturally. It's a good New Year's announcement. Let the voices of praise that have been silent for well over a year and a half now echo throughout the church. Granted, it was necessary to keep us safe. But listen to this short quote from the announcement by the College of Bishops. And I quote, "As we enter the season of Advent, we hope that this sign of hope will be a blessing to those who sing and a witness to those who hear. Let heaven and nature sing, joy to the world." This is from the College of Bishops. We would agree that this is certainly a welcome sign of new beginnings at the start of the year. Advent is a time of expectation and a time of preparation for the coming of Christ in his incarnation at Christmas and also in his glory at the end of time. And during this time leading up to Christmas, we recall the birth of Jesus at the beginning of his earthly ministry over 2,000 years ago. But we also think of his presence with us now and in the future. But as we prepare to receive Christ, I'm sure that we would agree that it is quite natural to make special arrangements when we are expecting guests. Generally, we put some additional effort into welcoming and hospitality, don't we? So could we prepare ourselves for the Savior's birth by making the season of Advent a special time? Could we do our best to live in a way that pleases God? My siblings in Christ, the season of Advent is here. But what does that mean? And what are we going to do about it? I would imagine that for many, this is a time of great stress and rush, as people try to get everything done before Christmas or at the end of the year. And in the church, it's no different. It's high season time, it's year-end reports, preparation for vestry. So in the church, it's no different. And around us, you might notice that despite the weather and road conditions, drivers seem to be going faster, aren't we? And the yellow and amber lights at the intersection don't seem to mean proceed with caution any longer, but rather to speed up in order to beat the red light. I know that none of us here happens to be guilty of that. But I understand that last Friday was one of the busiest shopping days of the year, and that many shopping malls actually employed additional security to assist in parking and crowd control. Yes, my friends, the pre-Christmas rush is on. There is, however, another approach to Advent, and that is to slow down, to catch our breath, and to watch and wait patiently as we look for signs that point us to Jesus. Today we get some insights from the first reading in the book of the prophet Jeremiah. And Jeremiah's words are still relevant today. "The days are surely coming," the prophet said, "when I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David." And it is believed that Jeremiah was referring to Jesus, a branch of the line of David. God is promising new life to his chosen people. Even during their exile, they are encouraged to remain faithful in the most discouraging times and to believe in the promise that God would send them a just and righteous king. And we as Christians, as people of hope, receive these words as an encouraging message and good news in these times of uncertainty as we begin the season of Advent. But as we look at the second reading from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, we hear Paul's joy and enthusiasm as he thanked God for those who had come to know Christ in the hope that they would spread their love for each other far beyond their community. And he encouraged them to stay faithful until the coming of Christ. So how about us? How about you? How about me? Can we follow that example? In 2 days' time, specifically on November the 30th, the church will honor the memory of an apostle named Andrew. We learn from Scripture that Andrew was a fisherman and the brother of Peter. We are also told that he was minding his own business, mending his nets, when Jesus came along, called him into service, and his life was never the same again. Perhaps during Advent, we might hear the call of Jesus. We might be pointed in his direction through our time of waiting and preparation, and like Andrew, be drawn into God's story of salvation for all humanity. But we could not close this morning's reflection without some thoughts about the gospel. Because the gospel for today is quite persuasive, isn't it? Be on guard. Be alert at all times, we are reminded. For no one really knows when the second coming of Christ will take place. And these words from the Gospel of Luke make the season of Advent meaningful for many of us, as this advice could determine our priorities and our rhythm of life as followers of Christ. Could we perhaps keep our eyes, our minds, and our hearts open to the direction of the Holy Spirit? We know that there are times in our lives when we are inclined to be anxious. We might be inclined to be afraid or perhaps discouraged. But we know that we could go to God in prayer. We can listen to the direction of the Holy Spirit and lean on each other, because that is what our faith community is all about. And today, my friends, I hope that we are all hearing the voice of God reminding us about doing new things in a new way, getting a fresh start in the ministry of the church and in our own Christian service as we live to please our living Lord. Listen to a few words from Bishop Andrew Aspel from his charge to a recent diocesan synod over the last few days. This was the charge he presented to us on Thursday evening, and I quote, "Here we are in the midst of a pandemic, as Synod 2021, as a Diocese of Toronto, and God calls us to bear witness in this time, because God is in this time with us. It is God that is calling us as a diocese to have the strength, the fortitude, the confidence, and the will to persist and to keep going. And with God's strong presence, we serve." Bishop Andrew Aspel's charge to Synod on Thursday evening. And my friends, my siblings in Christ, I believe that this applies equally to all of us. So at the start of the Christian year, let us focus on what matters and what points us to Christ. Three thoughts for our reflection today. First of all, as Advent is a time of preparation and a time of expectation, let us decide what we are going to do about it. Despite our busy preparation for Christmas and the holidays, let us take a little time to experience the true meaning of Advent through prayer and self-discipline. Could we consume a little less and give a little more to those in need and lift up each other in prayer? Secondly, let us introduce others to Christ, not in an aggressive, reckless manner, but in a persuasive way, meeting people where they are in their journey of faith. Let us follow the example of St. Andrew and all the faithful who have gone before us. Look around us. Is there someone we could invite to worship with us on Sundays? Is there someone we could invite to our Wednesday evening Bible study? Is there someone we could invite to our Thursday evening prayer? My friends, we must remain faithful and look for opportunities to express God's love in Christian service to others and help point others to Christ. So as we prepare for the coming of the Lord, let us pray for God's direction as we discern the will of the Holy Spirit and join others in proclaiming the good news that Christ is coming soon. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for the gift of new life and hope this Advent season. Prepare our hearts and minds to meet Jesus. And may our lives be examples of Christian love and service by leading others to Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.